That's correct, Donal. Yeah, I will go back to 2018 when it became apparent that the TNT was going ahead and people became aware of it for the first time. There was a number of people even then, when there were six routes shown on a map, that their houses were going to be impacted by any one of whichever route was going to be chosen. As it happened, it was the red route on all three sections. And the route now in Lurgybrack, going down to the dual carriageway, I think there's at least three, if not four, houses to be demolished there. Overall, in the scheme, in the three sections, there are 20 houses, but that's not actually even finalised yet, because when the final design comes along, there could be a few more added to that figure.
Are you happy at the level of consultation Donegal County Council has been engaging in at the moment? Because for some people, they're in a vacuum, and that perhaps is the worst place of all to be.
Well, look, you know, if you're going to be told, hey, that your house is going to be demolished, it's a painful thing to hear, and a lot of people have found it very difficult to accept it. Now that they have accepted and they know that the scheme is going ahead, there has been very little contact so far, and what I was asking is that there would be robust negotiations with the people who are losing their homes. But as well as that, and this has to be remembered, like, there has to be money put on the table, and people need to know what compensation they're going to be offered, and that if they accept it, that it's going to be available when they do accept it, not waiting until the scheme is complete or whatever, because some of these people want to build their own homes and they want to get on with their lives.
From the council's point of view, do they have their hands caught behind their backs in one sense, because they have to wait until they get clearance from the government to go into these deals? They have to have money on the table provided by government in order to go into agreements with individual homeowners. So in a sense, the council is nearly caught between two stools as well.
Well, look, it's a council, it's the NRDO and it's the TIA. But look, there have been precedents before where premises and houses have been built, or have been bought out before the scheme has started. And I refer to that in my motion. And I think that in this case, look, I would be fairly confident that the scheme will proceed. If that's the case, then people should be active consultation with these people.